Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Packing for Mars, The Curious Science of Life in the Void by Mary Roach delves deeply into the intriguing world of space travel, exploring aspects of astronaut life rarely discussed in public domains. Roach, well known for her compelling and humorous exploration of unexpected science, provides readers with an illuminating peek behind the curtain of NASA's space missions, revealing the curious, complicated, and sometimes bizarre challenges humans face in the hostile environment of outer space. Unlike typical books on space travel that focus predominantly on technology or astronomical discoveries, Roach instead turns her attention towards the peculiarities of human biology and psychology in space, ranging from everyday tasks like eating, sleeping, and bodily. Packed with remarkable research, interviews with astronauts and scientists, and infused with her unique brand of wit, Packing for Mars is highly entertaining and informative, highlighting how the mundane necessities of life involve highly complex scientific solutions when placed in an environment as extraordinary as space. Readers are invited on a fascinating adventure of discovery, uncovering what it truly takes, at a personal and scientific level, for humans to live and thrive beyond Earth's atmosphere. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the effects of zero gravity on the human body. Mary Roach thoroughly examines how living in microgravity affects astronauts physically. When gravity is out of play, all bodily systems experience change. Muscles, accustomed to fighting gravity daily on Earth, atrophy rapidly in space, making targeted exercises necessary to maintain muscle mass and strength. Bones also lose density at alarming rates due to lack of gravitational force stimulating bone regeneration. The cardiovascular system adapts in unexpected ways, causing heart rhythm changes and redistributing body fluids, resulting in facial puffiness commonly referred to as moonface. Roach supports details with fascinating physiological research and also interviews astronauts who've experienced these symptoms firsthand. By detailing the intense preparations and countermeasures developed by space agencies, she highlights the significant scientific investment necessary in enabling long-duration space exploration and potential missions to Mars. Secondly, managing necessary human functions in space. One of the most intriguing features in Packing for Mars is Roach's exploration of how everyday human necessities, such as eating, hygiene, and bodily functions, are addressed in microgravity. She dives into previously unexplored territory, describing the immense challenges NASA faced when designing toilets compatible with zero gravity, where normal bodily functions become complicated procedures needing absolute precision and specialized equipment. She elaborates on challenges with hygiene, personal grooming, bathing, and controlling odors, providing vivid and occasionally humorous descriptions of solutions astronauts have had to adapt. Roach also thoroughly explores nutritional challenges in space, including ensuring astronauts have sufficient nutritious food to remain healthy, exploring historical developments from unappealing space diets to modern in-orbit gourmet solutions, providing keen insights on the unglamorous yet significant behind-the-scenes breakthroughs in culinary space science. Thirdly, psychological and social challenges in space. Space travel presents astronauts with immense psychological and social pressures, covered comprehensively by Roach. She examines the mental strain caused by extreme isolation, emotional stresses arising from confined spaces, and interpersonal dynamics among crews isolated together for extended periods. Roach investigates past missions, providing case studies illustrating incidents, tensions, and breakdowns among astronauts, thoroughly discussing personal accounts revealing how even seemingly minor irritations can be magnified significantly. The author further analyzes NASA's selection processes, which carefully consider psychological factors for candidate suitability, showing how space agencies attempt to minimize these stressors through careful selection of compatible crew personalities, structured routines, and psychological support from Earth-based counseling teams. This emphasis on cognitive and emotional well-being underscores psychological health's critical importance when imagining sustained human presence in space and future missions such as Mars exploration. Fourthly, space mission simulations and rigorous preparation. Roach delves into NASA's and other space agencies' rigorous preparations required for space exploration. Detailed simulations reproduce virtually every imaginable scenario astronauts could encounter. Her narrative covers extreme training conditions, from underwater simulations to mimic weightless environments to isolation chambers, where crews live and work for months on end, closely mirroring actual in-space conditions. Roach explains that through these rigorous and realistic simulations, potential astronaut candidates learn to adapt to physical discomfort, psychological pressures, limited mobility, and constant technical demands. These simulations are vital to discover how real astronauts cope and adapt physiologically and psychologically. Extensive discussion on such simulated missions emphasizes government's investment globally in rigorous methods, underscoring the lengths humanity goes through to safely send people into the hazardous confines of space. Lastly, ethical and philosophical issues raised by space travel. Additionally, Roach discusses ethical and philosophical questions presented by human expansion into space. She debates the morality and value propositions surrounding space exploration, including cost criticisms, environmental issues surrounding space debris, resource allocation, and risk management. Roach thoughtfully explores opinions both supporting and criticizing extensive human space exploration, carefully weighing concerns over safety risks to astronauts versus potential humankind gains. Philosophical reflections emerge concerning the fundamental rush toward space colonization, asking whether humanity should prioritize extraterrestrial exploration at significant expense or solve earthly problems first. She raises queries about human nature, ambition, and our collective striving toward frontiers, capturing how space travel continues unfolding profound questions regarding existence, ethics, humanity's responsibilities, and stewardship both within and beyond Earth. In conclusion, Packing for Mars, The Curious Science of Life in the Void is an essential read not just for space enthusiasts, but also for anyone intrigued by the fascinating interactions between human biology, technology, psychology. The book stands as a prime example of why understanding human life in space isn't simply technical, but deeply biological, psychological, and even societal. Readers engaging with this book will walk away appreciating the meticulous detail and extraordinary efforts required behind every astronaut sent beyond Earth's atmosphere. Its humorous and engaging writing style makes usually complicated scientific information accessible to a broad readership, further differentiated by Mary Roach's ability to humanize subjects typically portrayed clinically. Individuals from backgrounds in biology and medicine, psychology, technology and engineering, social sciences, or simply the scientifically curious general reader will find this profoundly insightful. Furthermore, the book's broad appeal and unique perspective on space travel make it a superior selection compared to more technical or narrow-casted space exploration books. For anyone interested in comprehending the genuine human factors underpinning exploration missions to Mars, Packing for Mars provides indispensable perspectives and prepares the reader mentally and scientifically for humanity's future off-Earth endeavors. If you would like to support Mary Roach, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.